a newspaper that was called La Prensa from San Antonio. She used to buy it on weekends, on Sundays. And I used to get that paper and look it over, and I wanted to find out what was on that paper.
Mm-hmm.
So I started putting my letters together, and I make myself understandable in when I write Spanish. You know, people know what I'm trying to say, or what
I... When you're talking to your friends, do you speak only Spanish usually, or do you speak a combination?
A combination of both. That's right. Uh-huh.
When you go to Mexico, are you able to speak just Spanish, or do you?
Oh well, yes. There are a few persons who. Well, now I don't know. There may be a whole lot more. But then, when I used to go there, there were quite a few persons who know how to speak English.
Mm-hmm. So to them, you'd speak just a mixture.
No, I would speak Spanish all the time.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. You're able to do that without
yes.
any trouble.
Uh-huh. Yes.
What about your husband? He's more comfortable in Spanish?
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
What about your grandmother? I guess she was.
Well, she didn't know how to speak English.
Uh-huh.
No. She understood a few words, but she couldn't speak it.
Mm-hmm.
She could speak, I mean, she could read and write Spanish
uh-huh.
very well, but no, not English. I guess she never had the time
mm-hmm.
to learn, or the patience, or whatever.
Mm-hmm. What about most people your age, or most people living in your neighborhood, you know, that are your age, which, are they about like you, able to speak both English
and Spanish, yes. In fact, most of the enrollees that belong to this project, most of them are able to speak both languages.
As well as you are? Are they as comfortable in English?
Yes, I think they are, yes. I've never carried on a conversation in English with them, but I guess it's all right with them.
What about the older generation, they're more Spanish than English.
Than English. Well, I have these cousins that I was telling you about who live in San Diego. One of them is a counselor and the other one is a teacher, and she majored in Spanish because she
mm-hmm.
loves the Spanish language.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Mexico when she was a young girl, when she was just came out of school.
Mm-hmm.
She went to Mexico and she just fell in love with a correct Spanish language. So
mm-hmm.
she took it up and
mm-hmm.
She majored in it, and she speaks a very, very good Spanish. I mean, the perfect Spanish.
Mm-hmm. People don't speak the correct Spanish here?
No, not here. We use, words that are not, that are not the correct ones
mm-hmm.
in Spanish. Although it's generally
uh-huh.
used, generally spoken that way,
uh-huh.
but not what you would call the perfect Spanish.
Uh-huh. If you went to Mexico City now, you're talking to people there, would they sort of laugh at you and say she's from Texas?
No, they would know. Yes, they would know I'm from Texas. Yes, they know the difference,
uh-huh.
the same as from us, with people that come from Mexico.
Uh-huh.
We detect them right away by their
uh-huh.
Appearance or by their accent, or some of them have a kind of a sing-song.